As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
League titles, Champions League spots, Europa League spots, relegation, oh my! These are just some of the things that are at stake this weekend as the vast majority of European men's leagues close up shop for the summer with one final round of games. There are a lot of games on TV this weekend, and Felipe Cardenas is here to help you decide what to watch and which stories to follow all weekend long. From The Athletic, I'm Alex Abnos, and this is Soccer Every Day for the weekend of Friday, May 20th. All right, it's Friday, and usually today on Soccer Every Day, we do an hour-by-hour guide of basically every game that's happening in the weekend. But since there are a lot of races for various things happening at the top and the bottom of a bunch of different leagues, I'm going to limit this guide to only cover games and situations where there's something at stake. So, for example, Real Madrid and Barcelona are each playing this weekend, but we are not going to be talking about them because they are where they are, and their games don't really matter in any particular race. Felipe Cardenas, I have with me today. We have some decisions to make, not maybe hour by hour, but window by window, and it starts on Saturday. So let's just go through these. Felipe, are you ready? Are you ready for this? Do you think you can handle it?
I'm ready, man. I'm ready. I've got my choices in my head, but I think I'm going to pull out some surprises too.
Okay, interesting. Well, let's go ahead and get started because we have a lot to get through. Starting early on Saturday or early-ish, 10 a.m. Eastern. We have the League One playoff final versus the Scottish FA Cup final. There are not really two trophies at stake, because one is a trophy and one is not, but very, very valuable games in both cases. At 10 a.m., Sunderland versus Wycombe Wanderers. That's on ESPN+. That is the League One playoff final. Anybody that watched Sunderland Till I Die will be familiar with Sunderland's questionable / bad record at Wembley in games like this. And then at 10 a.m., Rangers versus Hearts. That's also on ESPN+. That is a Scottish FA Cup final. Felipe, what's your choice? You can only choose one because they're happening at the same time.
Yeah, this is actually pretty tough because, like, I love sort of like the championship playoff play-in type of game. I think you have to watch those games. They are really unique. So I'm leading towards the Sunderland-Wycombe game, but there's interest in the Scottish League final. I mean, what is Rangers? Are they going to show up? Are they going to show up after the heartbreak of the Europa League loss to Frankfurt? Yeah. And it is a trophy, and it is a big opportunity for Rangers to win a trophy. So it's a tough call. Like, I'm going to go with League One. I'm going to go with the Sunderland-Wycombe match because it's at Wembley. It has going to have that sort of fanfare. You know, the football might not be pretty, but you know what you're going to get, and that's why you watch.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I think playoff finals are always generally pretty good. Let's go ahead and move on to the midday slate. These games do not take place at the same time, thankfully. So if you want to switch from one to the other, it's probably a little bit more easier to do that. And that's probably going to end up being what most people do, but I'm still going to make you make a choice, Felipe. These are the games. At 1 p.m., Barcelona versus Olympique Lyon. This is the UEFA Women's Champions League final. Big game. Barcelona has been just amazing in this tournament the last two seasons. But Olympique Lyonnais, they're the most successful women's team in the tournament. They have the most titles. They're kind of like the Real Madrid, I guess, of the Women's Champions League. So this is the holders with a chance at the repeat against the team that most recently held it before. Before Barcelona. That's at 1 p.m. and that is on DAZN via YouTube. Anybody in most places in the world can watch it for free on YouTube. At 2 p.m., Freiburg versus RB Leipzig in the DFB Pokal. That's like the German Cup. That is on ESPN Deportes and ESPN Plus. Once again, that's at 2 p.m. Felipe, this is a tough one, but what's your choice?
This is a tough one. It is a tough one. And when you sent me this slate, I really spent a lot of time on this one because you're right. You can switch off. You can start with the Barcelona Lyon game, which I think you have to watch. Like, this is the pinnacle of women's European football. It's, you know, aside from the well-known US women's national team stars, these are the best players in the world. These are the best women's players in the world. And like you mentioned, Barcelona has been a complete revelation, a hype machine, you know, the type of the support that they have, and they have very good players. So like, I'm definitely going with this one. You have to see what happens, but you know, the German Cup final that doesn't have Dortmund and Bayern Munich, I think is pretty interesting. It's like, finally, there's going to be a new champion, some new blood. And so I think that one's interesting too. I like Leipzig. I think it's like, can they finally do something of that matters? Can they finally win something? So I think that's also worth turning into. But if I had to choose between the two, I'm going with the Women's Champions League final for sure.
The Women's Champions League final featuring Alexia Putellas for Barcelona. Probably my favorite player.
We have a story on her, right?
We have a great story on The Athletic written by Charlotte Harper that just came out today. So everybody should check that out. One note, you mentioned some new blood in the DFB Pokal. Whoever wins that game, Freiburg or RB Leipzig, it will be their club's first major trophy ever, which is slightly more impressive for Freiburg than it is for RB Leipzig, because the modern version of RB Leipzig has only existed for about 13 years. Freiburg has a history that goes back 118 years, and they haven't won anything major in this whole time. So this would be, I feel like I just made the case for the DFB Pokal. But anyway, let's move on. Let's not think about it anymore, because there's even more games to come later on Saturday. We have some European battles in France and Italy. France is a little complicated. Basically, Marseille and Monaco are tied on points. Marseille is ahead on goal difference, and that's for the last Champions League spot. Whoever finishes below will have to go through the indignity of the qualifying round, in which they'll probably do fine, but you'll never know. The games there are Lens versus Monaco on BN Sports at 3 p.m. and also at 3 p.m. Olympique Marseille versus Strasbourg. That's on BN Sports. You're putting that up against the race for European places in Italy, where Atalanta and Fiorentina are tied on points. Roma is 1 point ahead of them, and this is the battle for Europa League spots. That's both these games are at 2:45 p.m. Atalanta versus Empoli, and at 2:45 p.m. also Fiorentina versus Juventus. Both those games are on Paramount Plus. This is probably the weakest slate of games overall, in terms of just like, it's hard to really know what they're playing for, Felipe, but based on, if you had to run these two head to head, which country are you paying attention to, France or Italy?
Okay, I know which one I'm paying attention to, but I'm going to make a case for the one that I'm not paying attention to first, and that's France. Okay. But here's the thing. I played soccer with a guy here in Atlanta, big Monaco fan. Okay. He could not stand, like, you can't even bring up Marseille around him. And so I think that's interesting that they're tied on points. They're actually fighting for something here, and that it's worth paying attention to. Like, it's some big bragging rights there, and a lot up for grabs still in France with those spots. So that should be interesting to see. But of course, I'm pretty biased. I just filed a big story on Serie A and all the coverage and sort of the resurgence of that league. This is a huge title race right now. There's a lot up for grabs. I mean, again, the clubs that you've mentioned, Atalanta and Fiorentina, you know, they're not battling for Champions League spots, but they are trying to get into Europe. And it's just part of a huge day, a final match day in Italy. So I think that's worth paying attention to, because you pay attention to one game in Italy and you're going to find out everything that's happening. It's a trickle-down effect. Even the relegation battles in Italy are going to come down to the wire. So my money's on Italy. Go with Italy. I think it's going to be a big day in Serie A.
And very unlike the US and the Premier League, for example, as we're about to see, Italy and Spain and some of these other leagues actually split up their games so that one day is like the relegation race day and one day is like the Europa League day and one of them is the Champions League day, which I think is nice as opposed to the Premier League method of just having everybody play at once, which we're about to get to. Anyway, later on Saturday, we have almost a full slate. Four MLS games that are worth keeping an eye on, four MLS games overall, one of which that I would pick out from the pack is Nashville versus Atlanta United. Felipe, I know you'll be paying attention to that one. That's on Fox Network. And then later at 9 p.m., Tigres versus Atlas in the Liga MX semifinal. That might not be the most entertaining game. Atlas is currently up 3-0 in that home-and-home.
Don't let Piojo hear what you just said.
But there's high chaos potential because these Liga games are always pretty fun. There are also two NWSL games, Portland Thorns versus Houston Dash and Angel City versus Kansas City Current. Both of those are on Paramount Plus. I don't think I said where the Liga MX game is on. You can probably guess. It's on Tudane. always.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard it right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask me. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Moving on to Sunday, Felipe, this is obviously the big day in the Premier League. We have a ton of teams, eight teams that have something to play for, which is super, super high. It's one of very, very few times, maybe the first time in a long time, that there are things to decide both for the championship, the league title, and European places and relegation places. So obviously, the title decider is going to be between Liverpool and Manchester City. Liverpool plays Wolves. That'll be on USA. And Man City plays Aston Villa. That will be on NBC. All these games in England are taking place at 11 a.m. Eastern. Basically, Man City win. They're champions. Man City draw. Liverpool needs a win. Man City loss. Liverpool still needs a win. There's a lot at stake here, obviously. But Felipe, I'm curious which of the three other races you're most interested in, because obviously everybody's going to be paying attention to the title with good reason. It is the title, but we have a race for the Europa League versus the Europa League qualifiers. We have the race for not getting relegated, which we just got done watching that incredible Everton comeback not too long ago. They are officially safe, so that's officially just between Leeds United and Burnley. And then there's also the battle for fourth versus, which is for the Champions League, and the Europa League, that is between two teams that know each other pretty well, Arsenal and Tottenham. Which race are you paying most attention to outside of the title race, Felipe?
For me, it's a battle for fourth. And you've mentioned a couple times, Alex, really quick about the stakes, a lot of stakes, not many stakes in MLS right now. So if you're watching MLS, you're watching for totally different reasons. If you're going to watch Nashville and Atlanta, watch it because the Atlanta United's players are calling this a revenge game. And those are fun. Those are fun when players go out and say it's revenge, but the stakes are not nearly as high. I think the battle for fourth in the Premier League is definitely the watch because Arsenal's involved, and Arsenal, are they going to Arsenal or are they going to actually deliver? And that's why I'm going to tune in. And Tottenham, of course, again, I think under Antonio Conte, they're trying to change sort of the perception of Tottenham as well. If you talk to Tottenham fans, they're always expecting disaster. And so, you know, I told a couple of Tottenham fans today that I was talking to, I think Antonio Conte was hired to eliminate that sort of stress. And so this is their opportunity. So that's the one I'm watching by far, race battle for fourth in the Premier League, no doubt.
Arsenal is playing Everton in that, and Norwich City is hosting Tottenham Hotspur. Arsenal is 2 points behind Tottenham. Tottenham has a superior goal difference, though. So basically, if Arsenal wants to stay where they are in the Champions League spot, they need to win and they need Tottenham to lose in addition to that. Felipe, last choice here. And it's a doozy. La Liga versus Serie A relegation races. But before we get there, I just want to mention quickly, you said that there's a title race in Serie A. It's very true. It's between the two Milan clubs, Internazionale versus Milan. Those two teams are playing separately, both at noon. Milan is 2 points ahead of Inter. Inter has a better goal difference. So basically, if Milan draw and Inter win, then Inter would win the title on goal difference, which is just a great, awesome, amazing chaos option. I know CBS Sports and Paramount Plus will have a lot of coverage for us for both of those games at 12 p.m. But that pretty much takes place in a window all its own, Felipe. So moving on from that, pretty much the last thing we have to deal with this European season before the Champions League final is La Liga versus Serie A relegation races. These are at 2 and 3 p.m., 2 p.m. for La Liga, 3 p.m. for Serie A. Which of these do you think are most intriguing to watch? If either, you don't have to choose either. If you just don't care, that's, I think, a perfectly acceptable answer.
I care. I think like I said today, I tweeted today after Everton won their game. You know, relegation battles, and it's just great theater. You know, that sort of stress is awesome for football. But, you know, I think you have to probably go to the Premier League just because Jesse Marsh is involved and Leeds United is involved. Like, they are teetering right there. I think that's one where we're going to want to see what happens there. Can they survive? You know, I think the other races in La Liga and Serie A are interesting. The fact that Mallorca right now is in 17th place, just above the relegation zone, but tied on points with Cadiz at 36. And so no one is safe yet. And in Serie A, it's been just as exciting at the bottom of the table as it has been at the top of the table. And so you've got Venezia, who's, you know, I don't think they can survive at this point. You know, the American Legion is of footballers and Tesman and Busio, they might as well get used to playing in Serie B. That's where they're going. And so, you know, Cagliari is a team that if you watch Serie A, you're used to them being in Serie A, but they're always sort of battling mid-table and bottom of table. Can they survive Genoa as well? So it's intriguing. But again, if you're going to, just for pure theater and intrigue, I think you have to go to the Premier League and see if Jesse Marsh can keep Leeds United in the top league in England.
Later on the North American side, there is a full slate of MLS kickoffs. I'm not going to read them all because there are like a million of them. Every team that wasn't playing on Saturday plays on Sunday. If I had to choose one game, it would definitely be the 10 p.m. kickoff, Portland versus Philadelphia. Two good teams. The Union always play really well away from home, and it's on FS1, so it's available nationally without needing the ESPN Plus package. And then also around that same time frame at 9:06 p.m., Pachuca versus America. That is the first, no,
good
sorry,
game.
The second leg of their Liguilla semifinal, the first leg of which has not been played yet at the time that we're talking. It's going to be played tonight, and it is going to be a really good game. Pachuca's had an amazing season. America started off terrible, and now here they are in the semifinal. I love how quickly things can change. In addition to all of that, there's also a bunch of NWSL games. If I had to choose one, it's tough. Probably OL Reign versus Washington Spirit, the defending champions versus probably the best team in NWSL so far. Felipe, any closing thoughts? We did it. Like, we went through the whole slate.
We did it. And credit to you, Alex. You did a lot of work here. If you guys could see the document that I'm looking at, it's pretty impressive. There's a lot of words here. A lot of content that he took care of. So no, my closing thoughts are that this is one of the best times of the year. You know, I know the season is ending, and that's kind of like a bummer, and we're getting into the summer friendlies that perhaps don't mean as much, but is a great time.
Yeah,
I know. But, and hey, the good thing is that, like, we're closer to international friendlies again, which are fun. They're going to be better in the summer now because teams are going to be preparing for the World Cup. But again, I really do enjoy these battles for relegation, for promotion, for survival, and the top four race as well. And so this is a great time to watch. Like, it's a good weekend to just kind of veg and watch a lot of soccer.
It's never a bad weekend to veg, in my opinion. But Felipe, thank you so much for going through the whole slate with me this week.
Anytime.
This show is produced by Mike Zimmerman with help from John Hayes. You can get ad-free versions of the show by subscribing to The Athletic, and you can subscribe to The Athletic for $1 a month for 6 months by going to theathletic.com/soccer every day. Thank you so much for listening, and happy soccer to you all.